Well, there's so many factors that I look back on and think, my gosh, why did that happen? I mean, how did it all kind of fall together? And a lot of it was just serendipity and the fact that something would pop up here that would give us an avenue for funding this way, and something else would pop up and there was more funding that way. And so it seemed like every time we hit a wall, and there were a lot of walls in that hotel, every time we hit a wall, there was another doorway that opened.
Vision Iowa was very, very generous, and that gave us the foothold and gave us really a very positive direction in thinking, okay, we can do this.
So tell us how you did do this.
We had in Ann McGregor, one of the best grant writers around. We had a Save America's Treasures grant. Great Places gave us the opportunity and the funding to purchase the bank building back so that we can incorporate the whole building back together. And we utilized federal and state historic tax credits. The state of Iowa was very generous at that particular time with the state historic tax credits. We also had the support of our local banks. They actually put together a consortium of several banks that helped with the gap funding between the construction and helping with the construction loan. So there were so many different areas in the funding that was serendipitous. But then again, there were so many things that we were surprised in the construction phase about how things just kind of started to happen. They would take down a piece of plywood and they found some of the original art glass windows and some of those types of things that just helped with the whole feel of the building, because there's a lot of it that's original, there's a lot that's not. So it was just always serendipitous.
Martha Huntington, the project architect, Martha was with the architectural firm of Berglund and Cram, and Martha, she held it all together and brought it together. Unfortunately, we lost Martha to an early death, and she was the one who really made it happen architecturally. And because we had a Save America's Treasures grant, and it was also on the National Register of Historic Places, we had to comply with all of the rules and regulations in doing the restoration.
If you're in the lobby, you can see some of the original tile that's on the floor. It doesn't look good, but it's original. And all of the public areas, as required by the National Trust, have to be as original as possible. The lobby area, the skylight room, the mezzanine are all in the original design. Fortunately, they let us do the rooms a little differently, because originally the rooms were 10 by 10 with the bathroom down the hall. And so with Martha's vision, and she did have a vision, Martha's vision, she took those rooms and added them together. So in one suite, you would maybe have the bedroom and a suite area and your own bathroom. So we went from 41 rooms in the hotel to 27 rooms in the hotel and above the bank building. So it really does give the creature comforts that people expect today, but it still has that flavor of what it was like 115 years ago.